The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Breonna Taylor, you can't deny the fact, and again, I'm not saying that her death is not a tragedy. It is. But you can't deny the fact that she had a relationship with this Glover guy who, with everything we know about him, was bad news. So if you associate with people like that, you're going to end up in some bad situations. Again, I don't think it necessarily justifies or it doesn't justify her losing her life. Because, again, for all practical purposes, she appears to have been an upstanding citizen. She was a first responder, too. She was an EMT. She worked multiple jobs, we're told. She just made a bad decision with this relationship with Jamarcus Glover, and unfortunately, that bad decision led to her death. 877-235-9405. Your calls are welcome on this Thursday morning edition of The Morning Answer. You can also send us a quick text message on the Big Rock text line for all your natural stone and hardscape needs. Visit GoBigRock.com. So how would you react? Let's talk about this no-knock warrant. Just think about for a minute. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. You suddenly hear someone bursting through your door. Now, again, the no-knock warrant, we're told, was not served as a no-knock because they did announce themselves. To what degree Kenneth Walker and Breonna Taylor heard that, we don't know. In his testimony, he says that he was confused, that he grabbed his gun and was defending himself and his girlfriend. But what would you do? And those of you, let's say those of you who have concealed carry permits, what's the training tell you to do? I wanted to bring in the conversation for a minute. Leslie Harrell, our friend and partner, over at CNC Indoor Range. Good morning, Leslie. How are you, sir?
Good, Joey. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I know you guys, and I didn't, we're going to talk about a couple other things here in a minute, but while we're talking about this Breonna Taylor case, I wanted to get your feedback. You know, it's a tragedy in a lot of different respects. This young lady lost her life, and we have three police officers who, for all practical purposes, their lives are over as far as being their career in law enforcement because of this. But let's talk for a minute, Leslie. You guys, you do a lot of training. What's the training? What do you tell people to do in an event like this?
Well, in an event like that, and I wish I knew more facts on the case. I'm so busy, I don't have time to follow the news.
Well, here's the break. Here's the breakdown. The police had a warrant at this address. Breonna Taylor, her boyfriend at the time, it's 2 a.m. in the morning. The police announced themselves. We don't know if Breonna Taylor and the boyfriend heard this or not. So they burst the door down. They're in her apartment. The boyfriend grabs his gun. He fires at the police officer, hits one of the police officers. They return fire. She's killed in the crossfire. So I guess the question is, you know, when you think someone's, you have an intruder in your home, what do you do?
You defend yourself. I mean, that's no questions asked. It's a catch-22. It's a crappy situation, but I can't speak of that law enforcement agency, but, you know, yeah. Joe, when I worked in the sheriff's office, I was on the SWAT team, and when we had no-knock warrants, we, you know, as we made entry, before we made entry, we're announcing ourselves the entire time until that whole house is clear. So, like I said, I can't speak of that agency, but it's just a bad situation. You know,
it is.
The guy may have been protecting himself, but the officers are doing the exact same thing.
Yep. Let's talk about some of the upcoming classes that you have, because you do train people to defend themselves, to defend their property, to defend their families. And you have a lot of people who come over who have never owned a gun, who never shot a gun. Let's talk about some of the training you have coming up.
Well, Joey, it's been absolutely crazy this year. So since the COVID, you know, fear has been struck into people, and when fear hits, they want to secure themselves. So our training and sales have just been through the roof. So normally we were doing about 2 COPs per month and staying pretty booked. Summertime will be our slow time. This year, Joe, we're doing 6 CWPs a month, split classes. So we'll do a Tuesday, Thursday class and a Saturday class in our FIT class, which is our firearms introductory training class. We're having at least 1 or 2 of those a day. You know, normally we'd have 1 or 2 a week. It's just been phenomenal, the amount of training we've done, which is good. So if someone coming in to purchase their first firearm, they need that training. So the majority of those folks, I applaud them, they are getting their training.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a busy schedule, that many classes. And how do people register?
They can either do over the phone. If they're going to a FIT class, we can schedule over the phone pretty easy. If they're going to do the CWP class, we'd like them to come in to do the registration packet. So fill out their application. We'll go ahead and knock out the fingerprints. That way, when they come in and take their class, it's a much more seamless process.
Yeah.
It's about a 2-month wait period right now on CWPs.
Wow, 2 months.
Yeah. 2 months.
I'm going to make it real easy. If you're listening this morning and you want to take advantage of one of these classes, you can text CWP to our Big Rock text line, 877-235-9405. Just text CWP. I'll send you a link that has the information on how you can contact Leslie and the team over at CNC Indoor Range. These classes, as Leslie just said, they fill up quickly. So go ahead and call, get your name on the list, and get registered so that you can take advantage of some of these vital training exercises. Now, Leslie, let me ask you this, because I know I've tried to look for ammo recently. I got to run over and stock up because, for example, I need some 9mm, and I can't find it anywhere. You're seeing this, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's nationwide. There's no questions asked. There's definitely an ammo shortage, and it's, you know, ammo and everything, but especially the ammo. And you got to think about this. I'll compare it really quickly to back the times after Sandy Hook shooting when I started my business. The differences are, you know, after the Sandy Hook, you had a huge influx in demand. So the supply chain stayed the same, consistently producing ammo. So it took about 3 years to recover from this. It was about 2016 or so. Before it get back to normal to find what you want to at good prices. The flip side of this, Joey, is we've had a huge influx, not from just the COVID, then when the looting and rioting started, then the federal government saying they're out of money, with the chain shortage, it strikes fear into people, so they're buying more and more.
Yeah.
But the demand, the supply chain actually went down. Fiocchi, which makes 40% of the world's primers in Italy, shut their plant now for 2 months. Without primers, you don't have ammunition. The supply chain took a hit.
Yep. Well, Leslie, can you help me out with some 9mm?
But I wish I could offer you a truckload. We are making it. It's in low quantities. We're just so stretched on, you know, staffing and getting this stuff done. As quick as we can get it, Joey, it's gone. And we're limited to 1 box per person. Not by federal mandate. It's just by personal choice.
Right.
But I got some news. We just made a big investment this week on some commercial loading machines. One's going to be chambered in T23, and one's going to be 9mm. So we're going to be able to produce at a much higher volume than the machines that we have right now. So this is going to be about 4 months out. And in the meantime, we're going to be stocking up on as many components as possible, because that's the key thing.
So, so my timing was perfect then, huh?
Absolutely. If y'all just bear with us just a few months, this thing is really going to produce some ammo. So, and even after election, it's not like this ammo shortage is going to disappear. It's going to be a while.
Yeah. Well, that's big news. Leslie Harrell with me at from a CNC indoor range. Appreciate your time this morning, Leslie, and appreciate your partnership as well. Text CWP to 877-235-9405. I'm going to send you information on how to reach Leslie and take advantage of some of the training he has. And you can go to ccammo.com, ccammo.com. You can order online, and Leslie will ship right to your front door or to your closest gun shop. Hey, Leslie, always good to catch up. Be safe out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Leslie Harrell with CNC Indoor Range.